Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back. Josh Byrne here with you live from the Municipal Auditorium, site of the 82nd annual NAIA Division I Men's Basketball National Championship. Action going on all this weekend. Championship on Tuesday night. Still ahead, your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the championship game and the All-Star game coming up on Tuesday. A four-pack of tickets to see the quarterfinal action on Friday. Got a pair of MVP golf cards that we will hand out. Plenty to give away over the course of the next 3 hours. Congratulations to Sean in Kansas City. You won a four-pack of tickets to Monday's semifinal action out here at the tournament. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. As I mentioned, Serta and I will be on the call on Saturday over on 1660, our sister station. We'll be on the air at 5:30 and at 7:30. Serta on play-by-play. I'll be the color analyst for these two games. And from listener 13, or listener minus 13, negative 13, it reads, Serta doing play-by-play will be more entertaining only for the same reasons we watch television shows with names like World's Most Extreme Traffic Accidents.
I don't watch television shows like that, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't. You can't context clue that one there, guy? Again, the name of the television show was World's Most Extreme Traffic Accidents. You don't really get the picture that's been painted for you?
That sounds like a fine television show.
Okay. Royals insider Cody Tapp will join us at 1 o'clock live from Surprise, Arizona. A lot to get to regarding Ian Kennedy. Other moves that were made yesterday, Danny Duffy hanging it up on Twitter, and the Royals continuing to tank. We'll get to all of that and news around Major League Baseball with Cody Tapp coming up at 1 o'clock. All right, I might get carried away here, so I'm going to apologize. I believe I will be able to keep it professional, but you guys know me. You guys know that, yes, I'm a sports nerd, but I am a baseball enthusiast, right? Covered the Royals for 6 years for 610 Sports Radio. Covered the Milwaukee Brewers before that. Detroit Tigers before that. Baseball's, I always say baseball was my first love. Football was my first obsession. But I've never lost that love for baseball. The one thing that drives me most mad about baseball is the opinions of those who don't like baseball, but only pop their heads up on occasion to crush baseball. It started last night on Twitter, and it continued all morning here on 610 Sports Radio. Last night on Twitter, I see a handful of national media members, national sports radio hosts, dignitaries in the sports world. And they're making jokes about how the Major League Baseball season starts in Japan at 4:30 in the morning, Central Time, A's and Mariners. And they take to the airwaves and they take to Twitter and they complain that, hey, how come nobody knew? Well, Major League Baseball sure did an awful job of promoting the first game of the season. And I'm sure some of you are taken aback to hear that. That the Mariners and A's played earlier today in Japan at the Tokyo Dome, and the game counted. Mariners won 9-7, and the Mariners are now in first place in the AL West, and the A's are now in dead last in the AL West at 0-1. Yes, that happened. And no, I didn't know about it either. But I wasn't going to get up at 4:30 to watch it. It wasn't for me. It wasn't for America. No, that was for Japan. That was Major League Baseball's continued strive for worldwide domination, something that the NBA was really at the forefront of. But all sports are now doing. You see the NFL sending teams to England and down to Mexico. And yes, it's about global domination. It's about money. It's about exposure. So then I hear more of it this morning. More about how baseball dropped the ball when it comes to this game. Now keep in mind, more than 45,000 people turned out to the Tokyo Dome. Nearly 46,000 people had a chance to see the greatest Japanese big leaguer of all time in Ichiro. Ichiro, who I believe is 45 now, still getting it done for the Mariners. But I think that's probably my biggest pet peeve. Now, and some of you know where I stand when it comes to Major League Baseball and the changes that, quote-unquote, need to be made. Now, I love baseball. I always have loved baseball. I always will love baseball, even if changes are not forthcoming. That game this morning lasted 3 hours and 24 minutes. Could they improve pace of play? I mean, I guess you could. But I'm one that believes, and I know this upsets some people, I'm one that believes that baseball just isn't for everyone. That instead of harping on what baseball doesn't do well, or why baseball doesn't compete with the NBA, or why baseball doesn't compete with the NFL, how about we just accept it? Because whenever I hear these radio hosts or people on Twitter or people on television rail against Major League Baseball, it's normally coming from the same mouths of people that endlessly go on about how boring baseball is. Well, if you think the game is boring, why are you so consumed with how they go about promoting that boring game? You're not watching anyway. So don't sit there and tell me that had you known that the A's and Mariners were playing in Tokyo at 4:30 this morning, oh, that would have been appointment television. You're not watching. Baseball is a regional sport. You watch your team, you watch your Royals, but even if this game was in prime time, ESPN, 7 o'clock, A's, Mariners, that's still not bringing you to the television. Miguel Gonzalez and Mike Fiers on the bump. Fiers gave him 3 innings of 5-run ball. You're not watching that. That's an awful game. I mean, there was 9 runs in the first 3 innings. Yes, that's not an enticing game. For most baseball fans, it's a laborious grind through those 3 innings. It seems to me that those sports fans that only pop up to either complain about how boring the game is or how much the game is screwing itself with their lack of promotion, it seems to me very 2019, where you're just looking for something to complain about. You don't truly mean it, but it's an easy narrative. It's an easy thing to say, see, I'm smarter than Major League Baseball. No, the only thing you should say, if you want baseball to change, if you think baseball has a chance to change and become more of a national game, the only way to do that is with drastic changes. That's why most of these things being trotted out there by Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball and the Players Union are silly. They're not going to make a dent. They're not going to bring in the NBA fan or the NFL fan. Baseball has its niche. On occasion, October will bring people in. But for the most part, if your local team is not in it, you are not in it. I heard Fesco and Kling this morning joking about how, man, I don't know who these managers are around Major League Baseball, and that they're in the majority. Most people don't know because you know your team and that's it. So the only way that's going to change, in my opinion, is if you cut the season in half. You play like 80 games. Maybe you expand. Maybe you add a few more ball clubs. You expand the postseason. I mean, we need drastic changes in Major League Baseball if you're going to make it anything other than what it is currently, and that is a very, very regional game. So don't buy into the, while Major League Baseball's dropping the ball. No, Major League Baseball's bringing in more money year in and year out than they did the year before. They are making so much money, they're just brilliant in that they don't really open up their books, so you don't know how much someone like David Glass and these other owners are making. Look, baseball's ownership group is not complaining about viewers. No, the television deals, the licensing deals, the online deals that Major League Baseball has are sufficient. These owners are making plenty of money. I don't think they're unhappy with the future of the game or the present of Major League Baseball. I mean, how many times do you hear a diehard fan like myself openly complain about what the game is or what the game has become? No, we like it. If you want to bring in people that don't like baseball, well, then you got to change it from something that has been baseball for more than 150 years. They just don't like the game. So you're going to have to change the game. Cut the season in half, shorten a game maybe to 7 innings. It would have to be drastic changes, but you better be right if you do something like that, because you do not want to scare away your diehards. Royals baseball tonight, 8:40. They take on the Colorado Rockies, and we'll have it for you here with Ryan and Denny and Fizz and Stu, the whole gang on the call tonight right here on your home for Royals baseball for more than a dozen years now, 610 Sports Radio. Coming up, we'll give you a chance to win an MVP golf card, a Kansas City MVP golf card that gets you on some of the best courses in the area. You can purchase one right now for $99 at MVP Golf KC or... Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.